Welcome to Travel Effects, the official podcast of Visit Fairfax, the destination marketing organization for Fairfax County, Virginia. Broadcasting from the Visit Fairfax studios in the heart of Northern Virginia, USA. I'm Patrick Lennon, marketing manager with Visit Fairfax, and I'm here with our marketing specialist, Allie Morris. How are you doing, Allie?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. This is podcast number 3. Today we're going to be going over some of the community festivals that will be happening throughout Fairfax County in the coming weeks. We're also going to touch on some Memorial Day stuff that is really exciting. And then we're going to end that, of course, with our favorite thing. So with that being said, the next community festival that's going to kick off here in Fairfax County is May 18th. It's McLean Day. It's in Lewinsville Park in the heart of McLean. Thousands of people come out. They have the booths, the food. You just got to love festivals like that. I mean, what says more about community than getting everybody together to eat, drink, and have a good time together?
And hopefully the weather's really nice this weekend for McLean Day, because there's not only McLean Day, but also a new festival that's happening at the winery at Bull Run. It's the Bluebell Music Festival. And the great thing about this one is that it is 100%, all the profits are 100% going to charity, and they're going to three different ones: Manassas Battlefield Trust, Operation Second Chance, and Final Salute. So it's kind of a shout out to all the veterans and military folks that we should support in this great month of May, leading into Memorial Day. That one is also May 18th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And if you get your tickets in advance, they're only $15.
So you get a deal.
Yeah.
And it's their first festival, Bluebell Festival. So this is a fantastic time to come out and show support to our friends at the winery at Bull Run.
And if you didn't already know, another cool thing that kind of goes hand in hand with the military aspect is that the winery does overlook the Manassas battlefield. So for all you Civil War buffs out there, this might be a cool time to come check out the winery and learn a little bit more about Civil War history.
Awesome. And then the following weekend, there's another community festival in the heart of historic Vienna along Church Street, and they call it Viva Vienna. They have carnival rides, the booths. I copped an awesome pair of $2 sunglasses at one of the vendors last year. And it's just, they have shirts. Politicians are out doing the politicking amongst the crowd. And it's just a great time for people to come out and experience the essence of Vienna. So that's the first place where I also experience deep fried Twinkies. And I highly recommend deep fried Twinkies.
Well, and Vienna is such a beautiful town. There's a lot of history there. And if you get a chance, you can wander a little bit further out into the town and make sure you go try Nielsen's frozen custard. It is so good, especially if it's a nice warm day. Trust me, you won't regret it.
No, you won't regret it. On the tail end of the Viva Vienna Festival, which is again May 25th through 28th, the Herndon Festival kicks off on May 30th in the heart of historic Herndon in the area kind of surrounding the historic train depot right there on Lynn Street. And they have concerts and festivals. All these things are put on to just bring the community out and just give the people who live there a good time, but also to encourage visitors from all over to get a sense of what they're all about. So it's really fun. Really fun, and I highly recommend it. And also, adjacent to all the action is Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, which is always a blast. And I'm sure Jimmy will have a booth there, and will welcome you into his eating establishment as well.
What's that sandwich you always get there?
The beef on Weck.
Oh, on Wick. Weck.
It's the best beef on Weck outside of Buffalo in the poutine. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. So, moving on, Memorial Day. Memorial Day means a lot of things to a lot of people. And we're fortunate to be in a location where you can do a lot of things and experience a lot of things on this wonderful American holiday.
I mean, we're really only a couple of miles from downtown Washington, D.C., which I'm sure a lot of you already know is very rich in history and has a lot of meaning for military veterans, for those we've lost, for those who continue to serve. It's a great time if you're staying in Fairfax County to take that day trip down to Washington, you know, or Arlington and places like that, where you can visit the Arlington National Cemetery, which also does wonderful events for Memorial Day. You can take a stroll through the National Mall and see, you know, the World War II monument, the Korean War monument, Vietnam, all of these great historical things that you've probably grown up wanting to see and to learn about. But also in Fairfax County, there's a lot of history here too, especially with the Civil War, and you can really learn a lot and see many attractions and go to many events coming up. And we're going to touch on a few of those really great events right now that you might not want to miss this Memorial Day if you're here in town.
One of the things, Allie mentioned Civil War, in Fairfax County's only battlefield park, Ox Hill Battlefield Park, there is a Memorial Day ceremony. And all these events that we're talking about are found on our calendar of events on fxva.com. So don't forget to go and plan your whole Memorial Day weekend with us.
We also even have a whole Memorial Day page up right now, so you can get to that through the seasonal and holidays page if you just kind of navigate through there.
And aside, Allie mentioned, of course, we're in close proximity to the monuments and memorials in D.C., but one of the coolest things that happens during Memorial Day is Rolling Thunder. All the Harley-Davidsons flooding into D.C. to honor our fallen veterans. Now, one of the biggest things that happens in Fairfax County is the Ride of the Patriots. It starts at the Patriot Harley-Davidson in Fairfax, so if you have a Harley, feel free to show up. It begins on May 26th. It's a Sunday, Memorial Day weekend Sunday. It starts at the Patriot Harley-Davidson in Fairfax, and there's a police escort for everybody that wants to participate down to the Pentagon, where you join up with the rest of the Rolling Thunder folks and then head into D.C. And the streets are lined, and it's really a powerful moment because it's just to bring awareness to the fallen veterans missing in action. And it's a sight that if you've never seen it, I highly recommend it because you won't forget it. It's just one of those things that you only find here.
I think I just got goosebumps just hearing you say that.
Well, you'll get goosebumps if you show up to the real thing too, because it's just this all-American, the patriotism and the feeling that you get is just, it's unparalleled. So there's that. There's also at Mount Vernon, the home of George Washington, a sunset celebration on Memorial Day weekend where you really get a chance to explore the grounds in the evening time. So all their characters are out engaging the audience that's there, telling stories. You have candles lit around the mansion, and it really kind of brings out a moment that normal visitors to Mount Vernon can't see. So that's something that you can check out as well. But there's barbecues. There's all kinds of other things going on. There's a barbecue event at Paradise Springs Winery, for example. Again, if you check our calendar of events at fxva.com, you'll just see a host of things to see and do. The next thing we're going to talk about here is some of our favorite things. Can I go first?
Absolutely.
All right. Because my favorite thing is the Wolf Trap Summer Blast Off. Let me just set the scene. Wolf Trap hosts the U.S. Marine Corps Band. It's their kickoff to their summer season at the Filene Center. You show up, free admission, open to anybody until the park reaches capacity. You find yourself a nice seat on the lawn, bring some food, bring some wine for your lawn seat. The air is crisp. You're ready for summer to kick off. And then the most patriotic songs imaginable start being played by the Marine Corps Band. It's just like, oh my gosh, summer's here. They have fireworks, and it really is one of the things that happens in all of Northern Virginia that signifies, you know, it's summer. So that's one of my favorite things. Now, how are you going to top that?
Well, I mean, would it be weird if I said one of my favorite things was fresh-made guacamole?
Far be it for me to tell you what your favorite thing is, but it better be good guacamole. Where's it from?
Well, it is good guacamole. It's from La Sandia Mexican Kitchen. It's located in Tyson's Corner Mall, and they have this crazy good tableside service where they come out and they mash the avocados right there and mix in the onions and the tomatoes by your table right in front of you. So you know it's as fresh as it can be, and I get this every single time I go. It is some of the best guacamole I've ever had, and I could probably eat 5 bowls of it.
So it's addictive guacamole.
It's pretty good, yeah. And I've even tried to make it at home, and it doesn't quite match La Sandia, but if you're a big guac fan, then try them out. They're really delicious.
We're going to end our podcast with words of tourism wisdom from our fearless leader, our president and CEO, Barry Bigger. And with that, here is the bigger picture.
In the Commonwealth of Virginia, the taxes that are left by visitors to our area would provide enough resources to pave the highway from Virginia Beach to Dallas, Texas. And that is the bigger picture.
Check us out at fxva.com. And also, if you want to check out just the podcast, you can go to fxva.com/podcast.
Thanks for joining us. See you next time.
See you next time.